Our Storied Insight recognizes that our podcast is in part recorded, written, and edited on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. We seek to listen, learn, and support whenever possible, including by speaking out about current injustices, such as the continued violence against Indigenous women. Join us in learning more through resources made available in this episode's description.
A storied insight. A brave space where one brings their true character to life. Shall we turn the page and begin the next chapter?
Chapter 12, Higher Side.
Oh, of course it had to be upon this frozen heath. That so-called emanation of rudeness had better know what it is doing. The veil is thinning ere I even start my tempering. But I did not expect it to feel so withered, so foul. A happy prologue to a swelling act, but... Oh, what incantation was it? Veni ad hoc mundum. Orsa ventis agitator. Sleipnir!
Listen close. Do you hear it? The frantic beat of muscle as it propels blood in an ever-slowing cycle. Or the calm and steady measure of impartial chronometers. Tick. Strands woven and unwoven in the tapestry of existence. Talk. The permeating stillness after each feeble mortal rattles out their last breath. The beauty of time is that none are in you. Gods and so-called immortals are pulled by its unrelenting force to bend and break upon the promenade of their once storied memories. Such scraps are a satisfying dessert. But I crave a meal. A ravenous crescendo of silence that shakes the foundations of predetermination, seasoned with the sweetness of dust and bitter salt of cherry wood ash. My time as a bystander to the Dance Macabre grows short. As the crone sunders the gossamer thin fabric, separating the realms, the grand illusions of fate will fade. All will dance on precipice, deaf to the oblivion notes of that siren song that calls them to their story's end. We will be lightless archons no more, but shall burn with a welcoming flame as gods and mortals succumb to the inexorable fires of the Memricide March.
Something is not right, Sage. These are not my storms. Nature is...
screaming. I can feel it too, Helloa. Do what you can to get us close, okay? Whatever is going on is tampering with the morphic resonance of quantum energy, undoing the four-dimensional superstructures.
I... Thunderhooves! Can you understand a single word she says?
Extra dimensions of time and space have collapsed, creating a doorway. Tell me, Ward, you have the senses of a paladin, have you not? What feel?
I feel cold, and like I desperately want to be on the ground. Argos, panic sweats are freezing over pitsicles. But I fell asleep hours ago.
Wow. Aren't you an oasis of joy?
The storm is picking up. We are afraid further approach by air is ill-advised. Brace yourselves for a rough landing.
What? What did I think?
Hello. Can you see it? To the left!
The eye of the storm! Hang on! The rifts in reality, but attuned properly, one can hear it, feel.
Oh, I can feel every damn hair in my body standing up!
Hiloa, you don't think...
Yes, something incarnated here, recently.
Please, for the love of Argos, can it for once be something good? I swear to all the gods!
Look, we can only rely on ourselves. You may not remember the war, but the land does. We do.
Focus, Sage. The rift may try to fracture your mind, restrict your gaze to the present. We cannot afford the luxury of inattention.
Both of you, help me clear away the snow. If we can get to the soil, then maybe the earth can tell us the story.
Okay, yes ma'am. I can do that. Oh, Argos, it's at least not that deep. Stupid freaking snow. Stupid freaking cold. Frostbite and all
this. So George, stop. It's all...
Against one's best wishes, it is as we fear.
What now? How could this get any worse? New witch. I knew if the kid would let loose, things like this were gonna happen. Would they listen
Lord,
to me?
A moment. It's cause to me.
No! Now everyone and everything is gonna end up
dead! It's all dead. It feels beyond barren for miles. How can all the life, every trace, just be gone? We were too late.
One cannot believe that. Steal your soul, Sage Southwood. What can we do here and now?
Sir George, there's a faint trace of a nexus being around you.
What?
I noticed it on Ian's readouts. This energy is comprised of some very strong oscillating magical power. It feels extra planar somehow. I still don't know what it is, but if we can tap into its gift, then...
Then what? Then what?
I'll be honest. It requires a lot of willpower. Or faith. Try not to be offended, but you seem really hung up on something. And maybe someone. Spiritually, your aura is like... stagnant. Whatever possibilities exist, you don't seem open to that.
Stagnant? Open? Sage? What?
If one cannot dream of another path, then one loses all chance of ever deviating from the course.
Right. Any port maelstrom.
Just clear your mind. Breathe. Let whatever story you've been telling yourself fade. Open your heart. Tell us what you see.
Right. Opening my heart, I guess. I see a gray coat, mane, fur, or something, whipping in the breeze. I hear the galloping of two horses. No! One horse with big legs. This isn't making godsank
sense.
Focus.
Has it fully incarnated? If we seal this rift, will it come back?
Was it summoned here, or did it break free on its own?
I don't know.
In another place entirely, safe from the dangers that have plagued them, the party descends into the cool, refreshing depths of a cenote, an underground oasis in the hot, dry region of the Looming Domain. Weary from strain and travel, they seek temporary respite down in the below-ground caverns.
Everyone, please take one more point of exhaustion. This means that your speed will be halved.
So it's like in a cave? Is that what we're seeing right now?
You guys are above a sinkhole. So it's like a giant hole in the land. But this river, the little drips are dropping into... You can hear it. It sounds like a big pool of water.
Gotcha.
Do you want me to hop down and check it out and see if it's great?
Whoa. You sure there, bud? Water and ash, they're not simpatico, if you get my drift. You know, they don't mix.
Vicious starts looking around the edges.
Yeah, go for it. This sounds like, I could really do with a swim.
I realize no one is likely going to attend my warnings. I foresee nothing but unfortunate circumstance should we persist in this endeavor.
Guillermo, like, sits Rain down. Rain kind of, like, gives him a dirty look and, like, scruffles himself out. And, I will hop, like edge around the hole and look for a path where I can hop down into it. Whether that's scaling down the side, maybe if I need to use my thieves' tools, presumably have some kind of, like, grappling hook.
I kind of like the idea of using your tools.
I can, like, get them out of my leather jacket pockets and start climbing on down.
It feels good climbing down. It's been hot and dry and kind of gross, but it's feeling better and cooler and nicer. And you can smell the kind of purity of this water. Like, how could this be?
Rain is right at home in like a dark hole. I'm just gonna like grab my little dagger because I'm like, I've been climbing down carefully, but I'm so excited to get down. I'm just gonna like hop off this rope. So at the top, you would see the like line is no longer like taut, and just take my dagger and like put it in this wall to like scoot on down.
And then Niall blows past Rain and is just like so excited to get into the water again after seeing that sad little river.
Yes, this will be my new favorite swimming hole.
And just starts doing some backbone strokes in it around the edge just to try to like scope out the water.
It feels lovely to Niles. In fact, you could hear the little otter squeaks and squeals of joy.
Oh, look at all the little fish. Oh, they're all just waiting for me to catch them all.
He is living his best life. He is playing. Yeah.
Splash, 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 splash,
splash. Yeah.
Water's great.
Come on in, guys.
Cookie will fly over the middle of it. Algernon takes off his cloak, puts it on Cookie, and says, "Cannonball!" jumps right in the middle.
Cannonball!
It is wonderful. It feels good on the old feathers. This seems like a good place to rest and get rid of some of that exhaustion.
Strike up a little fire on the edge so we're not just in the black.
And it's the perfect height too. Like deepest point for the tallest one of you, it's maybe about a little higher than waist height. So you could just soak in this for hours if you wanted.
That's nice. Bonfire. So we can dry off, you know.
Niall, can you catch some fish for us?
Oh, yes. I certainly can. Is 10 fishes enough?
And just go down under. And then I come back up with like 10 fish in my mouth.
Wow!
And they're flopping around, and I just bring them up over to the fire.
Hey!
Does anyone know how to cook these up? I just know how to catch them.
Kind of. You know.
There should be a stick somewhere. He looks around for a stick to put the fish on.
Hey, what about the stick, boss? Seems like a good kindling or something. You don't want it?
Can Cookie try?
Yeah.
Oh, mine now.
Start cooking them up.
Guillermo like shakes his head at this and starts like taking the sticks you have just to poke it. He like takes them from you with like a very serious look and like constructs a little like, you know how you can like stand the fish up? Like,
yeah.
Makes
yeah.
a little tent, like gets it all done, set up properly.
Perhaps if we use the stick like this.
Oh, perfect. Excellent.
I would like it to do something very weird and impromptu. I would like all of you to just roll me some skills.
Okay.
You guys need to get a total above 50, and this little thing will count as a short rest, and we will remove one point of exhaustion.
All right.
Does it matter which skill?
Doesn't matter which skill. Well, it does, because I'd love for you to flavor it, pick different things, but if you all total roll above 50, that's the bonus.
We all choose a different one? Yeah. I'll take athletics, just for gathering materials, since that's what I'm doing. I'm just a gatherer of sticks right now. Let's see what I get. So that's going to be the first roll is going to be a 13 plus 3 is 16 points.
All right.
Well, I see, Visha, you're like moving slowly, but you're getting it done. I'm like, it's not necessary. We, for the rest of us, yeah, we've been through a lot, y'all, and you know, in times of exhaustion, we got to remember that we're here for each other. And I give high fives to Quicksilver and Rain and myself. And we are each blessed, so we have advantage on technically attacks and saving throws, but maybe it neutralizes out so that we're just rolling straight.
Yeah.
For this one roll, I'll allow it. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
You.
Rain, like before, he like high fives, he kind of pauses, he's like,
so the other voice, Dish's voice, there was a deal. Is there a deal here, or is this...
Oh, no deals. Just high fives.
All right.
Just a little bit of extra flavor. Nothing's required of you.
Cool. Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And he gives the high five.
What a deal. So Quicksilver is going to use acrobatics, because she's going to be out doing some tricks on Niall. Just flipping around, seeing if she can catch any more fish.
Awesome.
Generally bringing up the vibe.
Yeah. Just do a little like, dinner and a show.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll it straight.
Oh, 9. Oh, 9 plus 3, because I have plus 3, so 12.
Nice. You guys are well on your way.
Rain is going to work on setting up like a cozy space, since food seems to be taken care of, because it's like kind of muddy and there's maybe some kind of like, I don't know, is there any like flora or... He's just, yeah, gonna like get some mud together so that we can rest in it, essentially, so now we're sitting on rock.
Like a big nest?
Yeah. Like a big nest for everybody.
I like it.
I like burrow into the mud, that's survival. Oh, and it's the worst nest you've ever seen. Oh wait, no, that's a 7, not a 1. That's a 7, not a 1, yay! Yeah. It's 14, okay.
Okay, nice.
I was like, that's not that bad of a nest.
It's a little waterlogged. It's a bunch of muddy bunny prints in it, but it's not bad.
You might even get the secret objective at this rate. Go ahead.
I am digging this nest, and using my insight, I look at the watering hole to the nest. I say, we need a good foot soaking. So I'm going to dig a little trench from a water source to go past the nest so that we can sit in the nest and let our feet chill in a little stream.
Oh, I like it.
Insight?
What do you know? These mortals can be brilliant.
19.
Oh, very nice. You guys even beat the secret objective. So go ahead and remove all exhaustion and go ahead and take the equivalent of a long rest in this short amount of time. You guys have worked very well, and part of the help is like all the chimeras are doing their own little things, kind of doing this like little humming, their own little bestial songs of rest, aiding everyone.
Nice. We're just having the greatest time. We've got like maybe the last of our vegetables was a cucumber, so we can have some cucumbers on our eyes while we get our feet in this water. And the bonfire can warm the water. And I'll take my little pouch of herbs and I'll sprinkle some lavender in the water so that...
Oh, it's perfect. Nice. How much do we want to go to this meal? Because I am feeling so good right now.
We did make a promise. We should probably be there.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, but it's so nice. I mean, we could just quit the whole quest. We could just shack up here for a while. I mean, it's worked for me before. Look,
as an Armenian, Visha said he was going to be at dinner on time. That is a sacred promise that I have made.
All right.
It's bad enough that we're not going to be there for the 15 hors d'oeuvres. We have to get there for the main meal.
It is getting late, and it's hard to see what the light looks like outside in the sinkhole. And there's been a lot of joy thrown around. And at this time, a small little light starts to appear. And then another, and then another, and then another.
Like glow bug lights? Like that kind of thing? Yeah.
And they're just swirling around, enjoying this place, like providing this beautiful ambient glow to all the laughs and you guys are sharing.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more numerous.
Do they count as animals?
Insects are
technically
animals, I believe.
Like, as far as mechanics.
Animals.
Do they count?
Yes.
Because if they do, at some point, I think Visha, even though he's like kind of like with everyone else, almost intoxicated right now, I'd say, because it's so lovely. He would just kind of extend a finger, wait for a little glow bug to land on it, and talk to it. Like, hello there. And like actually cast the spell. Like, you know, hello there. You and your friends seem numerous.
Okay. Give me a second.
Sure.
What are the rest of you doing as Visha is talking to these?
Oh, there's Visha talking to something I don't see again.
You know what? I gotta give him the benefit of the doubt because I heard that voice and it seems like it'd be troubling to carry it around. So I don't know if that's what he's talking to.
In this particular case, I am talking to the small box.
Oh.
Rain kind of, if a bunny can blush.
Yeah, like, oh, that's better.
I think Quicksilver is like not even paying attention to Visha talking to the bug because I'm getting nervous that it's getting like more and more bright and gold.
Yeah.
You were able to talk to the swan. It is very spooky. I can only say maybe a word or two.
Sure.
But it's like,
hi.
Hello.
Fun. Yeah. Joy.
Yes.
Joy. Friend.
Friend. Yes.
Joy.
Friend. Covers the glow bug slightly, and he looks to the rest of you, and he's like, oh, I don't know. Something's not right about this, and goes back to him.
But then more start coming towards you. You know, it's more friends, and they're all shouting, friends.
Friends.
Friends. They are friendly, and... seem to wish to be.
And then at this point, there's at least 100 or so of these creatures around.
Like specifically around me or around us?
Around in general, but now there's at least 20 around you.
Right.
And they begin...
Are they biting or...?
No.
Okay.
They sure are, maybe if you can ask them to move along so that if there's anything else that lives here, it's not gonna see us.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think V should be a little lost in the mysticalness of it. So would like nod and prepare to tell them to move along, but then give them a second to finish whatever it is they're doing.
And they're gonna take that second and they're gonna, it's almost like this weird dance. They have their own organic tempo. And these 20 or so creatures start to create a luminescent image. The image that appears before you is someone that you've tried to forget.
Oh.
I need you all to roll initiative. I would also like to remind you, not all combats need to be won by damage.
I rolled a 6.
4.
I'm a little 14. Occupied.
Yeah, 17.
What is the figure that stands before Visha Kapar?
So there would be, I guess the fireflies would kind of like coalesce and then form like a 7-year-old child, like a young boy. And Visha just kind of takes a step back for a second and takes a deep breath and, you know, because he figures this is his patron screwing with him. This is the kind of thing his patron would do, right? So he takes a deep breath and he lets it out and he opens his eyes and he's like, hello, hi.
They have their face turned and then they look at you and the whole left side is burned.
When they, like, the glow brightens, so now the glow is, like, almost like they're moving behind him, and the glow is brightened behind him, so it's almost like wisps of fire rolling up behind him. Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts. Misha? Is that you? Why did you kill me?
Okay. He's like, and again, he's been through this with his patron before. So he takes a deep breath. And he's like, Hayek, I did not mean to harm you. And he would, like, step forward and kind of extend an arm. Like he's trying to bridge a gap.
And then he takes that arm. You're going to take one damage.
I don't believe you. You did. You did this to me. You hurt me. It's all your fault.
Okay.
We're going to start it now at the top of the round where all of these beings start coalescing to a single point.
What does the damage look like? Like, is it visual to everyone else? Does everyone know I've been hurt?
No. Okay. No, it is 1 point of force damage. But sure. It is almost like going through your physical self and hitting your soul. You can feel it, but no one else can really see
it. It's emotional damage. Gotcha.
Yeah. But we can see it, right? Like, we can see the little child.
Yeah. You can all start seeing the emotional the child. They all start coalescing into this one point, and they start taking this amorphous figure. And then 20 or so start flying over towards Algernon. What does this figure look like?
They coalesce into a dwarven woman. This dwarven woman has giant sideburns, wearing armor that is reminiscent of Sir George and Algernon's armor.
And then they just say,
Algernon, I have seen the other side. It's empty. No one is protecting us. No one is watching. Argus does not exist.
It is now Quicksilver's turn. You see these two beings coalesce and stand before your two friends.
Can I use a spell to kind of disperse the fireflies? I'd like to use my thunderclap spell.
You are welcome to try.
Because we're all going to take damage from that, aren't we?
Yes, you have to be within range of all this stuff. That's why...
What do I roll for that?
I think when you hit that spell, it'll tell you what the spell does and all that stuff. I mean, you might not even be trying to do damage. I'm throwing this out there. Maybe you're not even trying to do damage. You're just trying to, like, startle everyone and hoping that. So.
Even, like, shaking them out of the daze that they probably are in when they're seeing these people. Pull them out.
Yeah, please, Visha and Aron, take that one damage.
Okay.
And it does kind of shock you back, like, oh, yeah. And it starts to echo across all the hallways, and this swarm of pyreflies is going to go ahead and use a legendary action.
We, the lost and wayward souls, cometh and deliver our retribution. We shall stand in judgment for your sins.
They're going to send 20 or so over to you, Quicksilver. It takes the form of someone you don't miss. What do they look like?
It's like a silhouette of a scaly creature, and just has these, like, big fangs and long wings, and is like a metallic-y gold color. And it's like kind of flashing in a way that's not pretty. It's just like kind of blinding.
Come on! You know better than this! I had such high hopes for you! You would cast aside greatness. What? Inconsequential individuality. This antisocial obsession with being unique. You aren't special. You know, just stubborn.
It is now Rain's turn.
Okay, so Rain is watching this happen all around, watching these fireflies coalesce and interact with his party members. So they're kind of keep reaching for their bow, but they're like not sure if that's the correct action. Am I getting fireflies, or am I just watching other people
right now
get
you've seen everyone else get fireflies.
So because I think I'm closest to Algernon, I don't know if I am on the map, but because we were both together before, I'll kind of like reach a paw up to like tap on them and be like,
this do we kill it?
There's so many of them.
We could leave. Maybe we just gotta dip. I got the rope right there. What do you think? I'll
stand up as high as I can to like reach Algernon's hand, because I can see that he's a little distraught. And be like, let's just grab our friends and let's just go.
Yeah.
That's when the swarm is gonna use a legendary action and fly up towards the rope and cut it with a million luminescence.
It's a neat trick.
I still haven't used my action, so while it's doing that, can I fire on it with my bow?
Go for it.
I have a short bow, but because I took a feat, it's an any bow now.
You got it.
I love the idea of using a bow and arrow to pick off fireflies. Some good aim.
I'm a sharpshooter, but I only got an 11 this time.
That is a miss.
I'm also hoping just disturb them, like, away from the fire or the rope.
Fluff.
It is now Visha Kapar's turn.
Yeah. So, does Visha feel anything from this? Or is this starting to feel like a ruse? Like, does this feel at all like Hayek?
It feels very real.
Okay.
There's when you look deep into their eye, there is something very familiar there.
Visha's first reaction would simply be to fan out flames in, you know, just burning hands of the whole area, fry all these things and just wipe them out. The last, like you see him put his little fingers out, you see the flames dance on the edge of them, and he just holds off and he closes his hands and he reaches out again to Hayek. Hayek, you are not here. Your soul is at rest. This is not you. And he tries again to reach out.
It's me. It's me. I'm not tired. I'm scared. You were supposed to keep me safe, but you burned me. You burned everything.
And I will carry that, Hayek. But that is my burden to carry, and not yours. And you should be at rest.
I need you to take 3 points of force damage.
Done.
It is now Algernon's turn.
My attention is very much torn between the fireflies in the shape of Fantasia and Rain, who has tried to pick them off, trying to get us out. I will take off my shield, which I was using to hold water, I guess. Dump the water. And I'm going to hold it in front of Rain and say, somebody's got to keep their head. Don't look at them. Just figure out a way to get us out of here.
Well, we got friends who can fly.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are our chimeras? I'm so glad you thought of that.
Cookie!
They are all very enamored by the lights. It is a hypnotic pattern.
All right, rope's not gonna work. Flying's not gonna work. What else we got?
I could toss you.
Toss me up. You got any chains? Does anyone got any chain? That might do better than rope. And I could throw it back down.
Oh. I have a really long chain belt.
If our chimeras are being distracted by these little glow bugs, I think what Visha would try next is, as he's talking to Hayek, and he's not gonna, you know, break that, with his other hand, he's kind of looking off to the left, and he's using his magic to create a minor illusion. And he's gonna create other little glowing lights of a different color and try and pull his Memphit away from them and back to him. Nice. So little blue lights now up here.
Did you take your action, Algernon?
I could do a Vigilant Guardian which is...
Neat.
This is like a reaction. My action has been to just get the shield out, and I'm ready to either do Vigilant Guardian or Protection should Fireflies come at you. But then I've also said I can toss you, which would be my action.
Well, let's see if that reaction happened. The Fireflies are going to take their last legendary action and send 20 or so over to Rain.
Anima spezzata e tradita, vieni. Lascia che le tue lacrime solenni scorrano.
And they begin to coalesce into a form.
I'm like, throw me.
I'm going to use Vigilant Guardian. So that's someone within 5 feet of me. I can swap places with that creature and I'm hit by the attack instead. So I would just kind of jump in front of you, grab you by the scruff of your neck and toss you up as the Fireflies are hopefully now confused that I'm in front of them.
Oh, very nice. Yes, but Rain still has to deal with this figure that's before them.
So, since I've been hurled, are they going to appear like in the air with me?
They're going to appear falling alongside of you, perpendicular, parallel to you.
Okay, so as I'm like going up, I see them start to form, but I'm just going up, so I can't do anything about it. And this is the time I probably should be like reaching out and grabbing something, and I'm close enough to the edge that I could. But as these Fireflies begin to form a face, they begin to form I'm floating, like a stocky man in coveralls who's got a welding mask that looks like a rabbit. And as I see this, I just like fail to grab on to what I was supposed to grab onto and go like plunging back down to the ground.
And when you start to get up, they're right next to you, staring at you, and they say,
"We were supposed to be in this together. So why didn't you help me? Or come back for me? You left me to rot."
"I tried, man, I tried. I wish I could have done different. I wish I could have, but you always had my back then. Maybe you'll have my back now. We gotta get out of here. If it's you, Finn, I know I hurt you, but help me this time. One last time."
Finn just looks at you with this blank, sad stare, and there's light bleeding from him.
"I've had your back enough. Helping you tears me to pieces."
Rain's just like begging. He's like, "Finn." He like falls down to like rabbit position, like from, because usually he's standing, and then like buries his face and like covers his eyes with his paws.
It is now the Firefly's turn. They start swirling around and their lights flicker and illuminate. I need every one of you to take 1 point of force damage. These are emanating from these light forms that are near each one of you.
This is what was worth leaving us?
"By the divine scale, I will protect you from yourself if necessary."
It's going to go ahead and settle down in the middle and just prepare itself. It is now Quicksilver's turn.
Okay, I want to use my shattered heart item and use the refract energy potential to kind of capture all of this light that these bugs are putting towards us and put it in this amulet and then send some of it back towards them.
Oh, I like this a lot. I'm gonna say you're gonna make me an arcana roll.
Okay.
And what is the name of this figure that's before you?
Diagon.
Diagon is just spewing all these things at you.
"These hardships you're facing, you know you're the cause, right? You need to learn how to get out of your own way."
And they pull out these like necrotic shears and they go for that spot in your back where the scar was, and they go to start shearing some stuff from there. Go ahead and make that arcana roll.
18 plus 3, 21.
All of this negative energy that seems to be flowing towards you is being absorbed by this shattered heart, and there's something in this kindness. If you could tell me more about that, then I'll let you know what happened.
Yeah, so I think the last time I saw Diagon, it required me to choose between kindness and power, and I chose kindness and got cast out, and this is like when you hit on an old scab and you're reminded of the pain, but the scab felt worth it. And so I think I'm feeling that reminder of making a choice that I still feel good about, but I feel still wounded by.
"You used to fit in just fine. You are happy. Don't you want to be happy?
And everyone can see the wound. They could see this wing-like thing get sheared off. But it is in that kindness that this light form dissipates.
This isn't who you are. It's just a phase.
Fireflies start to scatter and swirl. You've done a good chunk of damage. It is now Rain's turn.
All right, Rain shakily stands back up and reaches and is holding the little pin game and just squeezing it and staring up and watches as Quicksilver attacks. But Rain just cannot bring themselves to attack this figure. So he stares at him for a long moment and says,
Will you walk with me? Are you here to talk? What do you want?
I wanted to get out. I wanted to see the world. More than anything, I wanted you to be there.
I know, but if I'd stayed there, then neither of us would be here. I mean, if you're really here, you're not. You're not. I wish you were.
Look around. You're the only one that is here. You can't escape the consequences of your actions. What about us? Were we ever really friends? Or was it all some kind of mask?
All right, as my action, how do I... So how do these charges... Oh, I spend more charges, right? To get...
You all have started with one charge, and I think I gave you an extra charge, so you have two charges, and you have to spend a charge to do that.
Okay, so I'm going to use the disengage action, and I'm going to try to just, acrobatically flee up the wall, and I want to use my charge to use the found flow, so that, and any roll that results in a combined roll 20. Oh, I see, so I should roll first. I can't just use it. Never mind. Yeah, I guess I'm not going to use my item. I'm just going to try and just going to disengage and try and use acrobatics to just flee up the wall.
Go ahead and roll. So did you have to roll anything for disengage?
No, that's an action I can take as a bonus action.
Okay, so let's just roll the acrobatics to see how far you make it.
Ugh. That's a 7.
You don't make it very far. There's something about the weight, the sorrow of this light form that's just holding you back.
Scrabble up this muddy wall.
You're done. It is now Visha Kapara's turn.
Does anyone else look... Who looks like they're in the... Does anyone look like they're in danger yet to Visha?
You can see that Rain is just really wants to get away.
Right. Okay. Then I would do that. I would direct my little fireflies... And then keep making more. And then direct my little blue fireflies around Rains to try and literally distract the other fireflies away.
Okay. Go ahead and roll roll me. Let's just do Arcana.
Yeah, that makes sense. First roll is an 11. Second roll is a 13. So 11.
It's not quite working, but you get a feeling that if you keep at it, it might.
Yeah, he'll double down, focus. He knows Hayek is there. He'll keep speaking to him. But he's now almost got a shoulder to him. He's like, Hayek, I know. This is very hard, I understand. But this is my burden, and you should be at rest. You are not here. Go sleep.
I can't. You're going to kill them all, just like you killed me. Maybe you should go to sleep.
I think, if Vish was in any other place, this might hit him, right? Mm-hmm. But right now, he just rolls his eyes. He's like, yes, Hayek, I know. And then he's just focusing on the fireflies. He's able to decompartmentalize this one. Like, it hurts, it sucks, but he knows this isn't real. And he's been shown so many lies that he's just gonna I will cry later. Today my friends need me. And he is refocusing.
Yes. But the fireflies are going to use their legendary actions. They're going to use three of them.
All right.
They're going to start doing these dissonant whispers to each of your fellows, telling them in highest voice the pain that they experienced as you burn them alive. I need each one of you, Quicksilver, Rain, and Algernon, to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Can I use a potion to... tune that out? Or do I do the throw? I have a potion of psychic resistance.
I'm going to say that yes, you can do it. And I think the resistance will just have whatever damage comes your way, correct?
Okay. So wisdom.
So it's a DC 14. So anybody who does not pass will take the full brunt of this damage.
15 plus 2, 17.
Anybody who did not pass takes 15 damage.
Oof.
Half that on success, and have it again if you have psychic resistance.
Rain is rough. Rain was scrambling up the wall. Yeah. This, like, hits Rain. It, like, pins him to the wall, essentially. Like he just, like, scoots back down and, like, is a little lump on the ground now.
Okay, that's not cool. Leave our buddy friend alone, you little bastard lights. We should try. He tried to do this the nice way. He tried very hard to do this the nice way.
It is now Algernon's turn.
I look to Fantasia and I say, you abandoned Helm and all of his ways, but I haven't forgotten. And I turn to Rain and pick you up and hold you to my chest. Aww. And I try to raise your little head and I say, we all have things in our past that we regret, but we are here now. I need you to look at me. And I gotta look at you, and we gotta be here. This is what's real.
Okay, Rain looks at you. It takes them a minute. They're still almost looking at the ghost or the fireflies, and it takes them a minute, but then they do. They meet your eye with their little dark little bunny eyes and all the little lights glittering in them.
Mm-hmm. It's us now.
Okay. Yeah, it's us.
We're gonna get our friends. We're gonna get through this.
Let's do it.
Fatigue is gonna go ahead and walk over and interrupt this tender moment. And just start spewing all these words.
Argus has abandoned all its children. So many prayers fell silent, unanswered. How many generations have been maimed in the All Inquisition, all in the name of protection? This order has killed so many people, exactly like us.
And you know what it means when she says us.
My eyes will tear up and I'll still looking at Rain, though. I'm like, Rain, help.
You took full damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you under half your health?
Not quite.
I'm going to say that this, because you did the tear thing, so it was affecting you, you go ahead and take 5 points of force damage.
Then yes, I'm at half health.
All right. Rain, like, sort of looks up at you. Actually, I do get my health back when I shift, don't I?
Yeah, you get temporary hit points, yeah.
Nice. Okay, so Rain kind of like starts to sit up. Just trying to think of like how you're holding the rabbit. Okay, you've got to like head and like puts a paw on your chest. And then if you look at that paw, now that paw is like a gloved hand. And now there's like a dude standing where Rain was. And he's got the same, except for his is broken, kind of like a welder's mask, but it's like shattered. And you can see half of his face. And he's like a half elf with kind of a curly mullet, kind of ragged looking punk kid. And then he turns around and I just gotta attack.
Attack with some honesty.
Just, yeah, we can't change the past. We can only change the future if we live. And then it's gonna attack with a sword at the Fantasia creature.
Go ahead and roll it with advantage.
So it was 22 without advantage, and then 22 was the highest.
If you use a charge, I'll let it be a critical hit.
Yeah, I will use a charge for this critical hit. So then, I'm rolling twice to double it, right?
Yeah, you're just gonna roll once and just double that damage.
Okay.
We're gonna keep it simple. What do you say as you attack? I hate to do this. I'm gonna say if you could say something poignant about
just say
spirituality,
something poignant.
then this thing's just gonna like dissipate.
No pressure.
I'm sorry. I'm just, yeah.
I'm just gonna shout, he still believes, like, about Algernon.
I like that. Yeah. Roll that damage.
That was a 6.
Yeah!
Perfect.
So that's 9, so 18.
That is exactly enough to dissipate Fantasia.
Just swing my sword through, and it's gone. I'm sitting there panting. And I think I'm much smaller than, because Algernon's tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like much smaller than you, which is like great because I'm just like in front of you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
There are two forms left, Finn and Hayek. It is now the swarm of Hayek's turn. everyone who was near these light forms, which I believe is Visha Kapar, you're going to go ahead and take 7 damage.
Visha's arm has been outstretched the whole time, kind of like in Hayek at this point, like where the fireflies are. And it's just like just stinging him, almost like little glow wasp eating away. The force hits.
This thing is weak, but it knows what you're doing. I need you to make me a DC 14 charisma save.
Okay. That is going to be a natural 1. Plus 5 is 6.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now he's, you know, that actually fits because in his mind he's already switched gears. Yes. Like, charming Visha's gone. The fire is in Visha's eyes now.
For the rest of this duration, for the next minute or so, you're going to have disadvantage on attack rolls and the effects on creatures other than Hayek.
Mm-hmm.
And you must make a DC 14 save to move 30 feet away from Hayek.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's almost a compelled duel. It is now Quicksilver's turn.
Okay. I want to use my friend's cantrip and twin it, because I have meta magic twin spell option, to get both Finn and... Oh, sorry. What was Visha's character's name?
Hayek.
Hayek. To kind of dispel the two of them by channeling some like very strong kindness currents towards Visha and Rain to just make them see like a kinder interpretation of these people and their own relationship to them, to kind of drown out a little bit of the sounds and the words that they're hearing.
If you can say some things towards Visha and Rain, I will go ahead and let you roll this Arcana at advantage. So if you can channel some kindness also towards them, towards what they're dealing with.
I would say you both tried as hard as you could to not hurt them, and you wouldn't hurt them again. This is not real.
Roll that Arcana at advantage.
10. Oh man, what a sad little roll with advantage too.
What was the other roll?
It was a 1 and a 7.
Oh no.
But it does, this friends is working. This suffering aura is lifting, but the light forms are still there. For the rest of this combat, that force damage that happens will not be happening. It's once again Rain's turn.
Rain even though I shifted, I only got 5 hit points back, so I'm still looking pretty rough. After I kind of like took my big stand, I'm like... and I'm looking at Finn, and I look at the sword in my hand, and I sheathe it. and I approach him, and I say, you know, you could just stay. It doesn't have to be a fight.
You wanted me to stay? You just don't want to hurt anymore.
Please stay.
You know you don't mean that.
I do. I'm asking you to stay. I'm telling you to stay. I'm telling you I will do whatever it takes to make you to stay.
He starts to reach out his arms.
I will go for it, because I'm not a smart bunny.
It is an absolutely beautiful moment. It's a hug that both of you have probably been longing for. And in this beautiful moment, little fireflies begin to fly away. One by one, Finn's light form is dispelled. But he leaves you the most haunting, encouraging, and beautiful smile. And he says,
Rain, I can't. Even now, there's still this open wound. Heal that first, and then come find me.
Before fading.
Rain just falls to his knees. He doesn't say that, he just falls to his knees, like hands limp in the dirt.
Buddy.
As your hands and knees are in the dirt, there's one final whisper. One that only you need to hear. It's now Visha Kapar's turn.
So Visha's been watching this happen. Visha's been watching people deal with these pains and traumas, and he had just about been ready to nuke everything, to just burn all these fireflies and just be done with it, because he saw his friends in trouble. You saw the flames kind of form on his fingers, and then they fade, and instead he reaches fully into Hayek, and he uses his innate Asimarus-ness, I guess, to pull some healing energy out from him and just spread this healing energy throughout this form of firefly. So instead of trying to hurt them, he's like, no, listen, you are at rest. You are not healed. Go back. And just heals them or shifts this healing energy into them.
I would like you to roll me insight.
Okay.
And you can roll it with advantage.
That would be helpful. Yes.
If.
Yes.
I want him as Visha Kapar to answer something. And all I can think right now is like stuff about burning bridges. Like, how do you fix a burning bridge? Mm-hmm. This is the physical way of doing, but what are the words that also come in?
All right. How do you repair?
Yeah, how do you repair a burnt bridge?
How do you pull from the ashes? Right? Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing here, right?
Yes.
And yes. So in his mind's eye, he had seen himself turning all these fireflies into ash. That's what he sees. Whenever he uses his firepower, he sees the aftermath. Mm-hmm. So he always sees the effect of what it's going to be. So he sees them all as ash in that moment, just these little clouds of ash, right? And he just, in his mind, collects that and brings that back to light. And it's just, it's all about healing. It's all about restoring. And he just kind of focuses on that light.
And that light is emanating from your chest. In fact, it's attracting all these fireflies.
Yeah.
And this form of Hayek becomes a bit more real, a bit more physical. And you could see the burn slightly fade. You could see this sour look start to slowly become a smile.
It doesn't hurt so much anymore. Visha, I missed you. I remember now. It's okay.
And then he goes in and it tries to hug you.
And then Visha would kneel down so this little 7-year-old can hug him. Yeah.
And he grabs you right by the neck with both hands. It gives you a kiss on the cheek, and with a slight tear, begins to fade away. And there's one thing in the back of your mind that you can hear. Something meant only for you.
Visha used to, this kid was a little younger than Visha. Hayek was a couple years younger. And Visha used to always sing him a lullaby to help him go to sleep, because he was always afraid of the dark. So as he's fading, Visha can just hear this song being hummed in the back of his head.
And with that, all the fireflies flow out of the sinkhole, and with it, there's something in that light that maybe they were hiding this illusory with a clear path out.
Visha takes a second, walks over to the wall, and uses prestidigitation to carve a little message in it. Warning, fireflies will reveal your darkest fears. Do not resist them. So in case someone else comes in here, they've got a little bit of a warning.
Well, it's when all of your Chimera compatriots come over and they look at you all weird, like,
you look injured.
Oh, man. What the soot happened?
Yes, yes. You guys okay? You all are fine?
I am adequate.
Water one, smoke one, other one that jumps. Yes, you all are fine? Good.
Quite all right.
Yep, all good here.
What is the, when you say that there's a wall or a door, what are we looking at? What does it look like?
It's definitely carved, definitely intentional. It is a beautiful little tunnel that'll lead you back up to the surface.
Cool. Okay, cool. Yeah. We solved your emotional puzzle.
Our storied insight is a blended audio drama and actual play podcast using D&D 5th edition. Our table is a brave space where players have a chance to rewrite the very stories they tell to themselves. You can tell us your stories via our socials, our storied cast on Instagram, Threads, and Twitter, and our storied insight on YouTube and TikTok. You can also support new chapter episodes on Patreon at patreon.com/ourstoriedinsight. Please consider rating the show, writing a review, and sharing with friends. In this chapter, our players are
Milo as Rain Lagavine, Rachel as Quicksilver,
Aram as Visha Kapar Zakarian,
Trisha Magera as Algernon Bouquet,
and Alante Barakat as this story's keeper. Additional voice talents include
Dana Ebert as Sage Southwood,
Morgan Harrison as Hiloa,
Kelly from Dork Tales as
Ash the Method. Nice to meet you.
Charlie Looney as
Guillermo.
Rachel Schumacher as Coco Macaroon Biscotti Ginger Snickerdoodle the Third. Cookie!
Kaylin Vincent as Niall.
Holly Harris as
Hayek.
Camilla as Fantasia.
Jacob Brissett as Diagon.
Sean Orr as Finny.
This chapter was edited by Izzy Bromberger. A special thanks goes out to the music of the many amazing and talented artists compensated by Artlist.io. Find their names in the episode's description.